interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
I'm going to tell you about Reginald. Reginald, the Brinks truck driver. Well, actually, he's now Reginald, the former Brinks truck driver. And he's also looking at prison time because Reginald stole over $1 million from ATMs at Michigan banks. And he did it over 6 days. Reginald put the money in his lunch bag. And what is interesting from this story is that Brinks issues your lunch bags. And they're see-through lunch bags, which is probably
like a
good idea.
T-Mobile Park, you got to bring in a clear plastic bag or something.
Yeah, you can't bring in your own. So, but that didn't stop Reginald. He stole from 7 different banks. And at the end of it all, when after he got caught, he returned all of it except $22,000 that's missing. What he would do is before arriving at the Brinks branch, Reginald would load up his lunch bag with cash, and then he would take his lunch bag and put it in his vehicle. And one day he ended up getting caught. And he blamed it all on the stress he was under after finding out his dad was sick. He said, yeah, just normally I wouldn't steal $1 million from work, but, a little off my game because my dad's sick right now. So that's why over the course of all those days, I took $1 million from several ATMs.
Temptation was too much. How about this? We've been talking about the animal double bills, and how about this animal story creeping into I Can't Believe It's News? There's a 57-year-old woman named Christine Terman, and on Sunday, she noticed that her neighbor's chicken had pooped on her back patio. So she went inside, and eye for an eye, John, she took a bucket of urine, from her bathroom, walked out onto the back patio, and threw that full bucket at the neighbor. Hit him in the face. He's drenched. Spills all over.
Now, you wonder, did she have the bucket of urine at the go? Was that ready? Or was that something that she just did on the spot?
That seems to be the overriding question. What was she doing with a full bucket of urine in her bathroom in the first place? The arrest report does say that it happened in a mobile home park.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there is not some plumbing or something. I don't know. Oof. Police were called when they got there. They arrested Christine. Her boyfriend was also given the neighbor what for. And they talked to him, too. She has since been released on a $500 bond. The neighbor said he was in pain. And the police say he smelled of urine.
Well, there seems to be a lot of hypocrisy in this story because here's this woman upset about what? The neighbor's chicken's pooping?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a bucket full of urine at the ready in her bathroom.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
All right, we're out on Whidbey right now with some hardcore emergencies phoned into the authorities. Brace yourselves. Let's get to it.
My neighbor's chicken was pooping on my porch.
Wednesday, March 9th, 1:07 a.m., Penn Cove Road. 911 caller says, there's a miniature horse in the middle of the road. Wednesday, March 9th, 10:15 a.m., Sandberg Lane. 911 caller says, I'm wanted by the church. Wednesday, March 9th, 12:18 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, there's a woman flipping off traffic. Wednesday, March 9th, 3:18 p.m., City Dump. 911 caller says, there's a woman over here with strange things on her body. Saturday, March 12th, 4:15 p.m., Altfield Road. 911 caller says, a woman and her fat friend have radiation equipment and don't take care of their kids. And finally, Sunday, March 13th, 3:43 p.m., Craw Road. 911 caller says, is it all right to drive my riding lawnmower today?
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.